So I'm going to apologize. I said part of the shmooze 2 years ago. So those of you who were here 2 years ago wouldn't remember it. It'll be chazara. I didn't say the whole shmooze, so. So more in Megillah. You give me the days. Well, you're a mitzadik enov. Pasuk in Iyot. The version never diminishes. It's focused on the tzaddik. Bischatzniya shahayu sabah barachol zachu v'yatsa v'imena shol. Bischatzniya shahayu v'vashol zachu v'yatsa v'imena Esther. So the reason why Rachel v'imena was zechut to have a shol, and the reason why shol was zechut to have an Esther was because of the midah tzniyas. My tzniyas, hayu sabah barachol. Where do you see that Rachel was a tzinnur? To see, but yagid, Yaakov the Rachel, ki achiyavu, goes to the whole story. So they gave the simonim, and where goes to the whole story? She gave the simonim to Leah. So that's sneas. What's the sneas of Shaul? So Shaul's father, they had these animals that they lost, the asurus that they lost. He sends them to the Nabi to find out where the animals are. And when he comes into Shmuel Nabi, so Shmuel Nabi tells him where the animals are and also anoints him to be the Melech Yisrael. So he goes back and comes back home, and his uncle says, "Did you find the sonnets?" He says, "Yeah, I found the sonnets. This is Adrar Malucha Lehigid." Amr Shmuel, that which he was, now the first Melech Yisrael, didn't tell anybody. So that's Sneas. Out came Esther. And what's the sneeze of Esther? In Esther Magad is a Sama Vestimar Latzo. The Medrash Rabban in its introduction to Echo says the same story, at least the Rachel Imenu part, and describes it that there was, that she comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the famous Chazal, that she comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, with a Taina that I gave over the simonim to my sister, and I wasn't jealous. So you should not be jealous of Klai Yisrael without Eved Avodah Zarah. Shouldn't be Mekana the Klai Yisrael without Eved Avodah Zarah. And that was the taina which brought Klai Yisrael back. So it describes this action was an action of a lack of jealousy, a lack of kiddah. So the more we hear it describing it's a midah of tznius, which we're not, it's not obvious to us what the element of sneeze is in that regard, exactly what the word sneeze means in this usage. And the Medrash seems to say it in a very, in terms which make sense to us. Right? The idea that she gave away Yaakov to Leah, she was being selfless and not being jealous and trying to keep it for herself. So she was machnas somebody else in her place. That seems to make more sense. But the more it calls it, the calls it the meat of sneeze. So let's see if we can do something with that. There's a fascinating going in Mishlei. The Mishlei Chavez, Pasuk Tess. Liyos Bashem Yiftachecha L'hoitich Hodaticha Hayom Af Oto. So in order that it should be, you should have your reliance on Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Rosh Hashanah gave you, was Madia you. So the Goyen brings Pasuk and Sefer Tillim. Bayakum edus b'yakum with her son b'Yisrael, shetziv es avisen l'hidiyom l'vnehem naman, v'yasimu l'melukim kislam, v'yishuchu teres gel, mitzvah in saru. So the Russian gave the mitzvahs, and in order that, v'yasimu l'melukim kislam. The Russian gave the mitzvahs, in order that, we should have be talking on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Liyos b'shem yitachecha, hudaticha, hayam avot. In order that you should have mitachon Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the Baruch Hu Hashem was madia you the mitzvahs. So, mitachon is a very important thing, but the purpose of all the mitzvahs is mitachon. Mitachon seems to not be clear to us why that's true. So, in Eben Shlomo was a likut of the various different statements by the going by his Talmud Rabbi Yitzchak Melzin. Rav Shmuel Melzin, and In the full version, he has all the quotes where he brought them from, and then he condenses it and makes the what he thinks is the specific point that the Gaon is trying to say. So Perek Gimel talks about the meaning of bitachon and hestapkus. Lechem is a moment. Bitachon hestapkus heim aklolim lechol midas toibus v'im hebuk taiva b'chemdu. Bitachon and hestapkus, controlling oneself and limiting one's consumption, is the klolim for chol midas toibus. V'ikra akorhu al bitachon. The primary element of all the mitzvahs is bitachon. U'mishu l'chutz v'bitachon ein terosu miskayim b'yodim. So, again, we seem to have this this idea. Kol averus hachatorim boi mechemdo. So everything comes from mechemdo. K'moshe omri ki l'sachmat k'ar l'kol adibris v'chol ha-Torah. L'sachmat is the meter klolius of the whole Torah. Yistavkus so ha-hipuch, so yisad shakol ha-Torah, u'min ha-shlema shlo yidlido dagas mocher. So yistavkus is the opposite of mechemdo. It's the nekuda of not being doig da'agas marker, which we refer to as bitachon. Hear the words, what's going on. The word says in Makkos that there's tari mitzvahs. Tari tzivalam is gematria at 611, and anochim l'yilachah, we hear from Kadosh Baruch Hu, 613. The word says, bo dami behibidin al yud aleph, dami came, and we condensed the 613 mitzvahs into 11 primary things. If you can hold on to those, you have an achizan closer to kuvul. By Yishai, by Midin al Sheish, Shaya came and condensed them even further into six. By Micha, by Midin al Gimel, by Chavakuk, by Midin al Achas. Chavakuk comes, and he condenses the whole Torah into one concept. Tzadik by Menasa Yichya. Tzadik by Menasa Yichya. So the Kol Kula is condensed into Tzadik B'Manasseh Yichya. So the Gaon quotes this Gemara. The Kli Yoker in Parshas Kedoshim has a problem. V'hatorecha k'morecha, Rekiva says that Kol Galah B'Tar. So v'hatorecha k'morecha is Kol Galah B'Tar, not Tzadik B'Manasseh Yichya. So the Kli Yoker says a teretz which I have difficulty with. Kli Yoker says that B'Ron L'Mokim B'Ron L'Chaveru. Hatorecha k'morecha is the mina klolius of all the benon l'chaver, right? And Tzadik B'Manasseh Yichya is the mina klolius with all the benon l'malka. It doesn't fit in the Gemara. The Gemara starts with 613. That's benon l'chaver, and David condenses them into 11. And it's also some of them are benon l'malka, some of them are benon l'chaver. Yeshaya condenses them into six. Again, some are benon l'malka, some are l'chaver. So the flow of the Gemara. Tzadik B'Manasseh Yichya has to work for both. It can't just work for the Ben Adam L'Makom. But how does Tzadik B'Manasseh Yichya work for the Ben Adam L'Chaveru? So this idea of L'Sachem is called Kol HaDibris V'Kol HaTorah. The core for this is the guy brings it from Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital says that we know that the number 10 is... It's a mira kolelus. It's a number which it moves from the single digits into a group, into a unit. So therefore, the tenth one of the Sarsa Dibris is the mira which is called all of the Sarsa Dibris. Los Achman is called all of the Sarsa Dibris, and the verb extension is called Kol Tarkula because everything is marum is the Sarsa Dibris. That's the source of Chaim Vital. If I'd ask you to tell me which one of the Sarsa Dibris you think is the primary one of the Sarsa Dibris, which like sort of gets everything into it. It wouldn't be Lois Achman. My guess is you put that as your last choice. Right? Hashem Alekecha, Lo Yilecha, Shabbos, Lo Sirtzach, and Lois Achman, you know, don't be jealous. The Mishnah says, Akina Matava Kovach, and see the Sodom. It's not very clear what this Arlam is that it's being moistened the person from. So Silam Shadda means that person has kina time and kovah, eventually he's going to do things which will cause him to be expelled from this world, right? Rav says, quotes over that, I think it's a Saperna, if I call correctly, he says, Me Arlamai, from his Arlam. So let's talk about kovah for a second, then we'll come back to kina. There's a Sefer Yad Heskel. Yad Heskel was, Rav Chaim Levenstein was with the Mir Yeshiva in Shanghai. And one of the Talmidim was Malak, a different memoir that Rav Heskel said. And Chumash, they gave a Chumash here, looks like, or he's Vetlach and Chumash. And in the back, he has Mises that he said. So one of the Mises that he says over there is he says that Rishos Alanta's original plan was to be a Tzadik Nister like Rav Zundel. So in order to be a Tzadik Nister, he worked on two things. First thing he worked on was condensing his tefillah, which was with tremendous dveikus and chibur to Kadosh Baruch Hu, into looking like the Shemoneh Esrei of a Balagola, you know, the guy who finished up very quickly, motionless, emotionless, dry, tefillah. So he was able to accomplish that process of a true tefillah, seemingly outwardly not being looking like a real tefillah. The second thing was he memorized Olo Shas Balpeh word for word. Because if you want to be a tzad, you want to be a tzadik nister and not be known to be a talmud chacham, you can't open a sefer. So you have to know Shas Balpeh word for word to be able to accomplish that. I'm assuming he meant no Rashi Tosfos, right? So I'm reading this story, and I think to myself, if I knew Shas Balpeh word for word, I would want you to know about that. Now, I wouldn't tell you that because that's the Gaivadik, but there's ways to get the message across without telling you that. You know, you drop a line here, and drop a line there, you know. Oh, yeah. Menachas, Lung Gimel, I'm an alpha at the bottom, you know. Like, you know, those type of lines. And you pick up the idea that, wow, he knows. It's just a lot that didn't want that. He wanted the opposite. He realized that he had such a depth of a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu that worrying about what you think about him is a distraction. So, COVID is the seeking out of you recognizing the value that I have. If you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. The only true source of value is the Kodesh Baruch. If Hashem is happy with me, whether you think I'm good or bad, not important. Hashem is not happy with me, whether you think I'm good or bad, is not important. So what you think about me, it's not important. What's important is, am I standing in front of my Creator with a relationship with my Creator where He wants me to be or not? That's the only thing which is important. Everything else is a distraction. And the person who has developed that inner world where he feels the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in his life, that's a distraction. So imagine the following mushroom. Right, there was a king, had a very large country, very wealthy country, a lot of resources, etc. This king was extremely benevolent, extremely wise, extremely caring. And he made up that he was accessible to his citizens, members of the country could come and have a private meeting with the king and discuss whatever on their mind. So you sign up for this event, obviously this month till your turn. On the day of the event, it's your turn to get in, you're sitting there, and he blocks off 3 hours' time. He's not available, he's talking to citizen X. The person goes into tremendous trepidation. He's living in a world of kings which have the power of life and death. You know, you don't want to say the wrong thing. It's not very healthy if you say the wrong thing. So he goes in, and this king who has the power of life and death, and he has resources, tremendous resources, focuses in on him and listens to him and gives advice. And that's that moment. What emotion does one have? That emotion is the emotion of a child in his mother's arms. It's a feeling of security, of safety, that you're in the hands of something more powerful than you, that's taking care of you, that cares about you, is focused on you. That feeling, Dabrinoff describes, is, until him, he says, is like a child which is being held in the mother's arms. Rakan Shalevitz has a beautiful report. The Morning Shabbos says, Rabbi Yeshita is that the Malach of Sarsa is only Chayiv Amanas Livnus. Sarsa's time is destructive, it's mechanical. Samanas livnos, it's positive. Rishi says that's not enough. But that's the amanas livnos from karma. So a person takes apart a structure to use the components to rebuild it elsewhere. So it's not destructive. You tend to use those things elsewhere. But the makam is left bereft of its structure. So there's an element of kilkel. So he says, yes, the amanas livnos from karma. The verse says, oh, what's the makar for Sarsar in the Mishkan? They took apart the Mishkan to travel to the next encampment. And, one second, what am I doing over here? Okay. So it's always Amanas Livnos Shalom and Karma. So what do you mean that you need Amanas Livnos Bim Karma? So Morris says, Kivin Asim HaPiyashem Yisoh, HaPiyashem Yachinu, Kamanas Livnos Bim Karma. That's Loshon Gemara. So Chaim Shalevitz says the Pshat in this Gemara, I don't think it's Pshat, Pshat. But in Pshat and Drus, it's Pshat. It says, mother gets onto a bus in Tel Aviv, the Yerushalayim bus in Tel Aviv. She's going from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. She gets on the bus, and she has a baby. She puts the baby in her lap. So I ask you, where's the child? You say, in his mother's lap. The bus drives for an hour. It gets to Yerushalayim, right? And I ask you, where's the child? Mother's lap. Well, that's incorrect. The child was in Tel Aviv, and that was in Yerushalayim. That's what we all know that's incorrect. A child is in its mother's lap. That's where a child is. Everything else is irrelevant. Kaisel in the Midbar, Menachos Baruch's lap. The physical part wasn't that important. It's the same makom. That's why he touches the Gemara. It's the Pshat in the Drusha of the Gemara. That's the meaning of Bitachon. Bitachon is this feeling of safety and security because the Chacham Soloveitchik says it's the meaning of Menuchas HaNefesh. You feel calm because you know you're in the hands, you're in good hands with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You said this TV commercial with, you're in good hands with Allstate, and they have a picture of this big hands holding your house and you're in the hands. I'm not worried because I know I'm in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. That is the Galus of Bitachon. You're sitting in that room with the king. This all-powerful being who has all these resources and he's focused on you, he cares about you, he's giving you direction, he's giving you advice, etc. While that's happening, because we're talking about kings, we have to move our generation back a little bit. So you look out the window and your neighbor, which you've been having this ongoing competition, keeping up with the Coneses, right? So drives by with the latest version of his horse and wagon, right? Right? Oh my gosh, jealous of his horse and wagon. You're not jealous of horse and wagon. You're so happy where you are. You're so comfortable where you are. You feel so good where you are. You know what? He should also have good. There's a word in Yiddish for it. There's an English translation for it. Forgive. I'm happy for you too. The reason why we're jealous is because I'm not happy where I am. If I'm totally satisfied and totally comfortable and totally in such a good mood where I am, there's something hate you can have also. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Russian says, I am that king who's sitting with you and taking care of all your needs. You want to know when you reach the true reality of that statement that you've absorbed it in your life? When you forgive somebody else and you're so good for him that he can be as smart as me, he can get the same covet as me, he can have everything, I have no problem with him. Zakti Ramban of Parshas Kedoshim. What's the mitzvah of Vahavta Rechamach? He says, I should love someone like I love myself. That's not me starting the Torah from Mechayim. That's not Shayach. What it means is that I should want for the other person, he should have the same amount of covet as me, the same amount of tzlach and children with as I do, the same amount of money that I have, same amount of position in the community as I have, and to remove from us the mida hamaguna shel kina. That's how the Ramban teaches. The mitzvah of Ahavta Re'echa Kamach. But Tzadik Be'Emunosu Yichyeh, Emunah means you have Emunah in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you live with that Emunah. It's alive in you, is the Mida B'Tochim. That's Ahavta Re'echa Kamach. It's not, no kina. That you've taken the Anochi Havayah Lekecha, and you've absorbed it into your reality, that you live with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, the care, the concern, the safety, the security. At every moment. Person says, That is the purpose of the whole Torah, is that relationship. I gave you the mitzvahs because you're going to walk out that door and you're going to forget. So I'm going to give you mitzvahs to help you remember. The mitzvahs to do, the mitzvahs to not do. Don't do this, the king says, because that's going to get your bavlin, you shouldn't get a bavlin, and you're going to forget what I taught you. Forget this feeling, this emotion of being with me. Do this because it'll enhance the relationship, it'll remind you and keep you connected to that. We had a mice in Cleveland, this fellow showed up to yeshiva, it's in the 70s, out the yid, Meir Ayadushkin. Meir Ayadushkin was a Russian yid, he was born before World War, he was already married before World War I. And he was in the city of Minsk, he was stuck in Russia, the Russian Revolution, right? The communist, the Bolshevik Revolution, he had been in Russia from the beginning. World War 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Some point at the end of the 60s, they let him go. He went to Eretz Yisrael. And he became elderly. His grandchildren had gotten out. They had come to Cleveland. He came to live with his grandchildren. They weren't from Nebo. He was from still. He was Shomer Shabbos. All those years, the man was Shomer Shabbos. During World War I, he risked his life. He and his father, who were bakers, saved the Mir Yeshiva. The Mir Yeshiva was in Golis, it ended up in the city of Minsk, and they had no ration cards. It was illegal for them to give them bread at the threat of death if a person would give someone without a ration card. And they supplied every night all the Bachram Yeshiva bread, the whole school, they were in Minsk, at the danger of their own lives to make sure the Bachram should have what to eat. That was Remeir. Remeir would come to Yeshiva, come out every Shabbos, because staying in his grandchildren's home during the Shabbos, it wasn't comfortable for him. And he would say Tillim, he says, I never had a chance to learn yeshiva. He would sit and say his Tillim, come out to all Shabbos, he says, you give a Kadosh Baruch Hu the meat and potatoes, the learning, and I give the nakshpais, I give the desserts. A little Tillim at the end, like the nakshpais at the end. That was Remeir. One Shabbos, Remeir took some chopped liver back to the dorm in a warm summer day without a refrigerator. That's fine, you know, that's like, you know, that type of yid has that thought process. Kids who ate liver, which was spoiled. And he ended up having extremely high fever. The man was, he was delirious, he didn't know where he was, etc. Called an ambulance on Shabbos. And they're going to the hospital. Remeir doesn't speak a word of English. So one of the Bachram who spoke Yiddish, Shalom Ortho Baumrind, goes with him in the ambulance to the hospital that they should be able to translate. So you get to the hospital. The hospital says, first and most important question is, do you have insurance? You could be dying on the spot, but do you have insurance? Like, that's the main, you know, right? So the Bacher didn't know how to say insurance in Yiddish. Versicherkeit is the word for that, but he didn't, you know, he wasn't into that type of stuff yet, right? He wasn't married yet. He wasn't worrying about insurance. So he figured he'll try out his Hebrew, because the mayor lived in ourselves for a period of time. But he wasn't so good in his Hebrew either. He says, Remeir, Irhot Bitochen. Now, he wants to say Bituach. Bituach is insurance. Remeir, Irhot Bitochen. This is a man who's he's 90 years old. He has a fever of 104. He's delirious. He has no idea where he is. Remeir, Irhot Bitochen. You have Bitochen. He says, Nu Vudan. What else? Wherever he was, wherever it was, Kadosh Baruch Hu was right there with him. Rachel Imenu is supposed to marry Yaakov. Leah is supposed to marry Esav. Laban takes Leah and gives Leah to Yaakov. We know the end of the story. The end of the story is that he married Rachel a week later. Rachel doesn't know that. As far as Rachel is concerned, Leah is going to be the wife of Yaakov, and she's going to marry Esav. And she's going to have Amalek, little Amalekas as her 8 o'clock. So she just gave up Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBo. She's Yaakov Avinu and Klal Yisrael to live with Esav and Amalek. How in the world do you do that? How is that shaykh? She wasn't jealous. She lives in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real. She's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she knows the Baruch Hu says that a person should be embarrassed is not what the Baruch Hu wants. So that's what she wants. The Baruch Hu is so compelling, real to her, that she's able to give up eternity for the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means she lived inside that world which was so real to her. The outside world wasn't the real world. That's the Midah of Tznius. Tznius is, I understand the world is a distraction. When I look to you for recognition for COVID, it's a distraction. When I look at you and I'm jealous, it means I don't have this real world, this inner world inside of me. Because if I'm inside that world where the Kodesh Baruch Hu is real, I'm living in that world, I'm totally happy. You should have whatever you should have. Taiva for sure is an outward focus. The Koyach of Tznius is not how you dress. The Koyach of Tznius says, I don't want to be noticed because I'm so happy inside. I'm not interested in the outside world in being noticed. The physical Nekudah of Tznius is a reflection of a depth of understanding of the world, of a world inside you. The Pasuk says, the Micha says, Bochavaka Vamidin al Gimel, Vatsneas, Vatsnea Lechazim al Lukecha, Asois Mishpot, Mavas Chesed, Vatsnea Lechazim al Lukecha. The Zot, the Medrish, Hatsnea Leches, Imcha al Lukecha. When you walk in that world of Tznius, the Rosh Hashanah is with you. I once gave this shir for women. They asked me, so why is there didn't Tznius by men? I said, what are you talking about? Of course there is. It's a similar Shulchan Aruch. How you get dressed, how you eat, Tznius and basic. He said, there's a lot of for men also. How can we never heard this before? I said, I don't know. I can't answer. Tznius is not how you dress. Tznius is that there's an inner world of awareness of living with a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands. And that's reflected in a non-interest in being noticed. And the opposite, because if I'm being noticed, I'm focusing on it, it's a distraction. The Tznius is that inner world. The lack of Kino is a person who lives in that inner world, which means he lives in the world of Bitachon, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is real, he's there, he's present, and I have the Menuchas HaNefesh of that reality. I'm not jealous. So the Medrash and the Gemara are saying the same thing. Esther is taken to the Beis HaMalchus. She's in the Beis HaMalchus. They say rumors about her in Issa Magedis. She knows that one of the Gedolei Dor told her it's not a good idea. People say, not important to her. Because she's not defining herself by what people think about her. Because she's so confident and clear that she's in that world of Tznius with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that world, she doesn't need people to say, oh, she's wonderful. It's not important. It's a fascinating thing. The morale in his Pirush on the Gada, on the Gemara on the Gada, talks about the Esther's Lashon of Hester, hidden Hadassah is the Hadass. The leaves cover over the Eitzit, but it's not visible. Mordechai is from the word Mordor, is Mordechai, that's the Rebbe Zemor says. Because the terrorists, nobody can also be in the Hechel when they're marked the terrorists. It's Tznius, Tznius, Tznius. Everything is Tznius about Purim. The most unsunua yantav that we have is Purim. Like we're just dancing in the streets. Figuratively or literally sometimes, yeah. Right? The person who's dancing on the streets is saying, look at me, no shachas to Purim. The person that says, I found that inner world inside of me, and it's so compelling, and it's so geschmack, and it's so wonderful, that I need to express it. I can't control myself. I feel such simcha. I need to dance with that reality that I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu in my life. That's still Tznius. Because it's tapping into that inner world. Ad kedei kach, that pasha, your body needs to express it also. The body is tapped in also. So the body says, I need to express it. I need to do something. So the body says, I want to dance. Okay. That's the godless of Purim. That Klal Yisrael, it has that direct line to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we live in his hands. And he cares about us tremendously. And we have that meetup of Menuchas HaNefesh, that we know that we have that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever is going to be, I have no idea what's happening. How is it going to work out? Not important. Because I know I'm in good hands. The child is not sitting there wondering what's going to be. He's in his mother's arms. Just end with one last mashal on that. We talked about Simcha, and we talked about the meter of Simcha. And we mentioned from Rav Moshe Schwab, Zichron Lebracha, Mashgiach and Geitzer, Rav Moshe, in his Sefer Maariv Yalei, says that a Simcha is when there's no conflict, when the Guf and the Neshama are all in sync. You feel that's that state of contentment. This is where the Guf and the Neshama get into sync. You want to describe simcha, contentment. So imagine, this is my mashal, this is where I can picture it. You went on a family vacation. You're driving back from family vacation and your parents are in the front seat. Your parents, you're still the age of your parents, are all powerful, all knowing. They can handle all the world's problems. You had a great day in the park. And you drift off to sleep in total state of manucha. That's pitochim. We do it with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the simcha of Purim. That we feel so content and so comfortable in Kodesh Baruch Hu's arms. That we just feel a state of simcha. There's nothing pulling me in a different direction. My guf feels safe. My neshama feels safe. I feel Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in my life. The Baruch Hu, wherever he's hidden, he's still there. It's all there. We can tap into that. The Hester of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there. And it's not obvious, it's still there. And that's what we learned with the Purim. That the Bersham is there. He's holding on to us. We're in good hands with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it wasn't so easily visible. And Klai Yisrael learned that. They reached the Madrega of this Bitochen. They reached the Madrega of Simcha.